Have you ever seen someone allow their past destroy their future because of the love for addictions? Well, you want to listen to this story. And it all starts with this lady. Her name is King Michi. She's an award winner, a content creator, a philanthropist, and even a business person because she has a restaurant. And for the philanthropy, she has a foundation called Michi Hope Foundation. And with that foundation, she has helped countless people, from teenage ladies who got pregnant, to people who are homeless on the street, to those staying in the slums, to elderly people who need to get back on their feet. Now, while she's doing all this good work, she makes video about it so that people can see what she's doing and also support her with financing every way they can. Her account is always open to receive because everybody enjoys the content she puts out. She's doing a great work. And so one day, while she was scrolling on Instagram, she found this girl. Let's just call her Tall. Now, Tall lives far away in Edo State and she has a skin condition. She's also a sickle cell patient and things are really hard for Tall. So Michi sends over 80,000 naira to Tall to come to Lagos and tell her her story, and maybe by some chance people get to see and also send help in for Tall. Now everything goes as planned. Tall arrives in Lagos. Michi books a hotel for 2 nights and puts her in the hotel, and the next day she interviews Tall, and Tall talks about her whole story, that she's a sickle cell patient, she had a fire burn while she was in Auchi Polytechnic in her final year of her diploma program, and how all this has affected her. She can't even lift things. The injuries were so bad, it was goring. To get back her flesh, she had to do some skin grafting. The bones are beginning to rot and they need to take care of it. She had been doing that, but because there's no money, she starts and she stops and she starts and she stops. And this whole thing gathered so much sympathy. And when Michi posts this video online, it blows up. People began to send in sympathy, some prayers. So many sent in cash to help with the surgery. And in less than 24 hours, they gathered a total of about 6 million naira. And throughout all this process, Michi was very patient. She was responding to every comment as needed. But there was something she was noticing. Over 20 comments seem to have known this girl personally and known her to be injecting those hands with some substance, and she's an addict. Now this whole thing is bad for Tall because King Michi asks her about it and she actually comes clean and says yes, she has been injecting some substance. So Michi thinks, well, maybe it's because of the pain and something, just to help with the pain. Because she did not come to Lagos alone, she came to Lagos with her sister who also has a skin condition too. The sister also has lots and lots of injuries just like Tall. But in this case, all of these donations were for Tall. So Michi made a resolution. She was going to send Tall back to Benin. She gave her about 700,000 naira to transport herself, to get herself things that she would need like food and basic things. But she put somebody in Benin to actually monitor the whole progress, the treatment, the cleaning, and eventually she would pay for the surgery. But she was not going to give her any more cash by hand. So Tall gets back to Benin and Michi really pities this girl and wants to help her. So she puts someone there, and on the first day of the doctor's appointment, Tall misses it all. When she was caught, she says she's just tired. She can't really go out. And this happens again and again. But finally, one day she goes to the hospital and meets Michi's representative. When she got there, she just looked at the hospital, took a cab and went back home. But on one of those occasions, they actually saw the doctor. And the doctor explained that the tendons in the hand are somewhat gone because of all those injecting that she has been doing. The bones are beginning to rot and they'll need to do some cleaning so that the bones can come back healthy before they do a skin grafting that will cover the entire place. Now, it seems as if Tall is already cooperating and Michi is really going to pay for that surgery. Apparently, Tall has started to get some ideas in her mind. She was like, the 6 million naira that was sent, maybe it's for me, so I should get the whole money. You don't need to bother yourself, just give me the money and I'll go for the surgery. And Tall begins to disturb Michi with lots of calls. Even up to 3 a.m. in the morning, Tall was still calling. She wants the money by all means. But this whole money was donated for surgery. And with the history of Tall, if she was given that whole 6 million naira, it definitely will not be going for that surgery because there were other comments that said in 2022 and 2023, she was already helped with money. She was helped with payment for surgery, but she never went. According to this person, a few years back, she was the one helping this lady. And all she got from Tall was insults and curses. And when Michi stepped into the case, Tall stopped answering this lady totally. At this point, Michi is sick of all of this. So she comes online and asks the question, what should be done with the money? But because Michi didn't want to fund her addiction and that past lifestyle, she decides she's not going to send the money over to this lady and use that money for other people. But the question remains, do you think Tall deserves another chance, knowing that she has blown up many other chances in the past?